哈利路亚，奉主圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon study.
啊，我们请翻到历代志下，列王记下的第十二章。
Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 12.
列王记下第十二章。
2 Kings chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十二章的第一节。
Verse 1.
耶户第七年，约阿斯登基，在耶路撒冷作王四十年。他的母亲名叫西比亚，是别示巴人。第二节。
Verse two.
约阿斯在祭司耶和耶大教训他的时候，就行神眼中看为正的事。第三节。
Verse three.
只是秋坛还没有废去。百姓仍在那里烧香啊，献祭。第四节。
Four.
约阿斯对众祭司说，凡奉到神殿分别为圣之物所值通用的银子，或个人当纳的身价，或乐意奉献到神殿的银子。第五节。
Five.
你们当从所认识的人收了来，修理殿的一切破坏之处。我们今天早上谈到祭司耶和耶大。
And this morning we talk about the high priest, Jehoiada.
啊，讲到一个耶和耶大怎么样在啊，怎么样带领啊，怎么样保护了一个小国王。
And we talked about how this high priest Jehoiada was able to protect a prince.
啊，使得这个大卫的血缘能够继续承接坐在王位上。
So that Judah's bloodline can continue on the throne.
我们谈到耶和耶大怎么样行善，怎么样重视圣殿。
And we also talked about how Jehoiada he was able to respect the temple and took care of it.
啊，使他最后能够以祭司的身份，却被埋入君王的坟墓。
And in the end, he was able to buried with the kings.
啊，所以我们早上谈到耶和耶大许多值得你我今天学习效法的地方。
And this morning, we spoken a lot of things that we can learn from this high priest Jehoiada.
那在这个下午，我们就来看一看这个七岁的小国王约阿斯。
And this afternoon, we'd like to spend the time to learn about this king, seven-year-old king Jehoash.
啊，这个约阿斯他的人生一开始是非常不顺利的。
And the beginning of his life was very unfortunate.
啊，原本作为尊贵的王子
，as a honorable prince，
却在一瞬间失去了自己所有的家人。
He lost all of his family members.
啊，他的父亲死了。
His father passed away.
他的兄弟都被杀。
All his brothers were killed.
而他则被藏在圣殿当中。
And he was hidden in the temple.
哦，作为一个硕果仅存的孩子。
And as the only heir of the throne,
被人家藏起来，不敢让这个啊，不敢让让别人知道。
He was hidden in secret, and he was not able to be to be known.
啊，相信他小时候所拥有的资源跟所生活的环境都是非常有限的。
And I believe then that means he will have limited resources and his environment will be limited as well.
啊，从原本舒适尊贵的生活，
living the luxurious life of a prince,
却过着躲躲藏藏的日子。
He became one that was hiding all day long.
所以他的小时候，他的童年并不是很顺利。
So he did not have a very smooth childhood.
但是在患难当中成长。
But he grew up in trials and tribulations.
在七岁的时候登基。
When he was only 7 years old, he became king.
并且成为犹大的君王四十年。
And he became the king of Judah for 40 years.
啊，约阿斯有他人生值得我们学习的地方。
And this person, Jehoash, has some things that we can learn from.
但可惜的是，他在年老的时候却在侍奉的路上失落了。
But unfortunately, toward the end of his life, he failed in his servitude.
啊，所以我们今天这个下午就从约阿斯人生的两个阶段来做一些思考。
And this afternoon, we will discuss the two stages of Jehoash's life.
以他从成功最后走向失败 做你我今天的一个警戒。
From success to failure, and using that as a warning for all of us.
那约阿斯有什么值得我们学习效法的地方呢？
And what is it that he have that something we can learn from?
我们看回来列王记下的第十二章。
Let us read 2 Kings chapter 12.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节这里说约阿斯在祭司耶和耶大教训他的时候就行神眼中看为正的事。在这里我们看到的第一件事
The first thing that we see here
就是这个小国王他是行神眼中看为正的事
Is that this little king did what was right in the sight of the Lord
我们今天都必须要行神眼中看为正的事
All of us today need to do what is right in the sight of the Lord
才有资格期望神在我们的生命当中给予能力给予帮助
Only then are we worthy to ask God for blessings and strength
如同圣经里面告诉我们
Just as the Bible have taught us
大卫特别写诗告诉我们说一个恶人怎么敢口中提到神的话呢
Just as how King David wrote Psalms speaking of wicked people how can they ask God for anything
诗篇当中大卫特别写啊
And especially in the book of Psalms David
他说
wrote
你这个恶人
You wicked person.
怎敢在口中提到神的教训呢?
How can you speak of God's teaching from your mouth?
所以啊,今天我们人必须要走在神的路上。
So today as people, we need to walk on the path of God.
才有资格被称为神的子民。
Then are you worthy to be called the children of God?
不只是你所说的话。
Not just the words that you speak,
更是你所活出来的生活
but the life that you live.
你希望口中提到神的教训
you, If you want to speak of God's teaching from your mouth,
你就不能在神的眼中做一个恶人
then you cannot be deemed as a wicked person in the sight of God.
如果你的行为是恶的
If your actions are wicked,
那不管你口中说的再好再美都是没有用的。
No matter how beautiful or good your words are, it does not matter.
所以在这里特别给我们提醒。
And so this serves as a warning.
他说我们要在神眼中行他看为正的事。
We need to do what was right in the sight of the Lord.
才是一个真实拥有信仰的基督徒。
It is a person who truly has this faith as a Christian.
有一次我在非洲跟一个教会的执事在聊天。
One time I was having a conversation with a deacon in Africa.
我就问他说啊，他是怎么样来到真耶稣教会，怎么样信耶稣的。
And I asked him, how did he believe in Lord Jesus? How did he come to the true Jesus Church?
他就笑一笑告诉我啊。
He smiled and said to me,
他说啊，他在来真耶稣教会以前
before he came to true Jesus Church,
已经在另外一个基督教派已经很久了。
He stayed at another church for a long time.
不但是另外这个基督教派的信徒。
He was not just a believer at that church.
也是他们的 bishop, 他们的执事啊。
He was also the bishop there.
我说那这样子啊，你应该从很久以前就努力查考圣经，非常虔诚追求的是吗？
So I asked him, then that means that you must have studied the truth for a really long time.
就笑一笑，继续讲他的故事给我听啊。
He smiled and continued to tell a story.
他说啊，有一天啊，他聚会结束啊。
He said one day after service,
在回家的路上
on his way home,
想到今天在教会有一个人得罪了他。
He remembered someone who had done something wrong against him at church.
他就心中愤怒啊。
So he was angry.
他就决定啊，要回家想办法把那个得罪他的信徒弄死啊。
So he decided to go home and plot against this person who did harm to him and kill him.
他说要怎么弄呢？他就回去给他行巫术啊，给他下这些那个什么法术啊。
So he decided to learn witchcraft and use that against that person.
我说你不是基督徒吗？
And I asked him, aren't you a Christian?
他说对啊，兼职行法术啊。
He said, yes, but I still want to do witchcraft.
虽然表面上是个基督徒。
Even though on the surface, he said he was a Christian.
而且还是那个教会里面的 bishop.
And he was a bishop.
但是啊，家里一样啊，各种巫术的东西啊，样样都有啊。
But he had all types of witchcraft in his home.
那个人我不喜欢，我就下巫术把他弄死。
I don't like that person, so I will kill that person.
所以他跟我说啊，他就是在心里还在想啊，回家的路上还在想要用什么样的法术把那个得罪他的人弄死呢。
So he said at the time he was still on his way home thinking how he could kill another person.
他说啊，这个时候突然听到了一个很美的声音啊。
And suddenly he heard a very beautiful voice.
他说啊，哎呀，这个声音好美哦，他就跟着这个声音一直走，一直走哦。
The voice was so beautiful that he followed the voice.
啊，最后就走到了真耶稣教会，教会正在聚会啊。
He entered into the true Jesus Church, and at the time they were having a service.
啊，就听到大家弟兄姐妹在唱诗。
And he heard all the brothers and sisters singing hymn praising God.
哦，所以他就坐在会堂的最后面啊，听大家美妙的诗歌啊。
And he sat in the last pew and listened to the beautiful melody.
啊，听完以后站起来就回家了。
Then he stood up and left.
他告诉我说啊，那时候啊，听完赞美诗，心情很好，就决定不要把另外那个人弄死啦。
And afterwards, he listened to this beautiful hymn of praise. He decided not to kill the person anymore.
啊，从那之后，他就开始来真耶稣教会慕道。
And from that moment on, he came to seek the truth at True Jesus Church.
啊，然后在长时间的查考，最后洗礼了，得圣灵洗礼。
After a long period of seeking the truth, he received the Holy Spirit and he was baptized.
啊，他告诉我说啊，其实他在真耶稣教会以前啊。
And he said before he came to True Jesus Church.
啊，这个外在人所看见的，跟他内在真实的生命差距非常的大。
He said there was a great difference from his outward appearance and his inner self.
外面人家看到的是教会里的 bishop， 一个基督徒。
Outwardly, people saw him as a bishop of a church.
里面实际上充满了各样的愤怒跟恶毒。
But inwardly, he was filled with wrath and anger.
啊，但是因为真正认识了神。
But because he has truly come to know God.
因为得到圣灵来改变。
Because he received the Holy Spirit and have changed.
才成为一个真实信耶稣的人。
Then he became a true Christian.
啊，所以我们今天来到神的面前。
So today, as we stand before the Lord,
千万不要只做一个表面上的信徒。
Do not be an outward member.
你的生活有没有在神眼中看为正呢？
Do you live a righteous life in the sight of God?
所以圣经里面提到这个小国王的第一件事。
So the Bible records the first thing about this.A little king, Joash,
啊，就是他在神面前为证。
Was that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord?
啊，这是好事。
And this is a good thing.
但是很可惜的，不够好。
But unfortunately, it was not good enough.
哪里不够好呢？
Why was not good enough?
在这里，我们看回来第二节。
Let's come back and read that verse. Read
这里讲说，约阿斯在祭司耶和耶大。教训他的时候，就行神眼中看为正的事。
Here says that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him.
约阿斯是个好人。
Joash was a good person.
约阿斯行神眼中看为正的事。
And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
啊，但是在这一切当中都有一个先决条件。
But in all of this, there was a prerequisite.
就是他需要有耶和耶大在他的身边。
Was that he needed Jehoiada the priest next to him.
啊，当有耶和耶大在他的身边。
And with the priest Jehoiada,
他才有办法行神眼中看为正的事。
Then he was able to do what was right in the sight of the Lord.
我们来看历代志下的24章。
Let us look at Second Kings chapter 24.
历代志下24章。
Second Chronicles chapter 24.
历代志下24章的第17节。
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 17.
17节。
17.
这里说耶和耶大死后。犹大的众首领来朝拜王，王就听从他们。18节，他们离弃主他们列祖神的殿，去侍奉亚瑟拉和偶像，因他们这罪，就有愤怒临到犹大和耶路撒冷。19节，但神仍然差遣先知到他们那里，引导他们归向神。这先知警戒他们，他们却不肯听。在这里讲到约阿斯的另外一面。
And here tells us the other side of Jehoiada.
我们看到说他是一个行神眼中看为正的事。
And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
但是只有在耶和耶大在他身边的时候。
But only when the time when Jehoiada was next to him.
所以这是这个小国王的一个问题。
And this is a problem of this little king.
他虽然他是一个非常受到环境非常容易受到环境影响的人。
He was someone who was easily influenced by his environment.
身旁是耶和耶大。
Next to him was Jehoiada.
他就能够行神眼中看为正的事。
Then he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
失去了耶和耶大。
Without Jehoiada.
他就离弃神又去拜偶像了。
He left God and continued to worship idols.
所以这样子的一个人。
So someone like this,
他其实就像变色龙一样。
He is just like a chameleon.
Chameleon, 他就是随着环境的影响，不断的在改变自己的颜色。
He continues to change his color due to the environment.
没有自己的中心思想。
He doesn't have his own thinking.
他没有自己的 core value.
Core value.
他不知道自己的，他没有，他只是随从身旁的环境 来改变。
And he's continually changing according to his environment.
其实这是一个信仰当中非常大的问题。
And this is a danger of faith.
我们不要只看到说，他行神眼中看为正的事。
Do not only see that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
但是你要注意到是只有耶和耶大在的时候。
But pay attention that it was during the time when Jehoiada was there.
表示他的信仰并没有真实的根基
meaning that he was not rooted in his faith,
而是建立在一些人的身上
and his faith was rooted on others.
所以我们今天如果把信仰建立在人的身上
and so today if we root our faith on others,
或许你身旁有耶和耶大
perhaps there is a Jehoiada next to you.
这是一件好事
it is a good thing.
但是同时也可以是一个危机
but at the same time it can be a danger.
你可以从耶和耶大身上学榜样
You can learn from Jehoiada.
但是你不能以耶和耶大成为你信仰的根基。
But that cannot be the foundation of your faith.
因为有一天耶和耶大会离开。
Because one day Jehoiada will leave.
当你没有他在你的身边。
And without this person.
请问你要怎么办？
What would you do?
所以神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
So God, the God we worship is a God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
但是神也必须要成为你的神。
But this God must become yours.
神是你父亲的神。
God is the God of your father.
神是你祖宗的神。
Of your forefathers.
不代表今天神是你的神啊。
But that does not mean that this God is your God.
所以信仰不能够只是一种传承。
So faith cannot be merely passing down from one to another.
它必须要成为你真实个人的体验。
It must be your own personal experience.
所以我们看到这里，这个小国王约阿斯。
So this little king, Jehoash.
他是有他的优点。
He has his good points.
他能够在神面前行正的事情。
He was able to do what was right in the sight of the Lord.
但是也有他的弱点。
But he also has his weakness.
就是他这个行善与否。建立在他身旁的影响
which was whether or not he was able to do right has to do with his environment.
所以今天你跟我
so today for you and me,
我们在信仰上一定要能够自己扎根
we need to be able to be rooted in our own faith,
并且要能够为自己的信仰来负责任
we need to be able to hold responsibility to our faith.
另外一个问题
another problem,
我们看回来列王记下的第十二章
Let's come back and read 2 Kings chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
3.
这里说只是丘坛还没有废去百姓仍在那里献祭烧香。在这里虽然约阿斯想要做对的事。
And even though here Jehoash wants to do what was right.
但是他还是有他的顾虑。
But he still had his concerns.
就是他不敢拆掉这个献祭的丘坛。
Which he was afraid to take down the high places.
这个丘坛是他的祖宗所建立的。
And this high places was built by his forefathers.
就是用来能够献祭他们是拿来拜偶像的。
It was used to worship idols and used to sacrifice.
因为长时间以来百姓已经非常习惯在那里献祭，在那里烧香。
Because for a very long time, the people were already used to worshiping there.
虽然约阿斯知道这是错的。
And even though Jehoash knew this was wrong.
虽然约阿斯知道这必须要改变。
He knew that this must be changed.
但是约阿斯害怕百姓而不敢拆除这个丘坛。
But Jehoash was afraid of the people, so he did not take down the high place.
这是约阿斯的一个问题啊。
And this was his problem.
虽然有心要为政
even though he had the heart to do what was right.
但是在行为当中有很多权衡啊，有很多在那里利益上的平衡。
But he had a lot to consider in his actions, and he was not able to balance it.
就是一个小小的国王，却活出一个非常不单纯的人生。
And as a little king, he lived a very not simple life.
就是想要永远想，就是想要政治正确、哦、
He wants to be politically correct.
啊，虽然他知道对错。
Even though he knew right from wrong.
但是不敢得罪百姓。
But he did not want to angry the people.
所以不敢做什么太大的动作，除掉这惹神愤怒的秋坛。
So he didn't want to do something big enough that will make these people angry.
这是很可惜的事情。
And this is a pitiful thing.
行善而不完全。
That he did what was right, but it was not complete.
守道却害怕压力。
He kept the truth, but he was afraid due to the pressure.
这是约阿斯的一些问题啊、
And these are some of the problems of this king.
我们看回来历代列王记下的第十二章。
Let's come back and read 2 Kings chapter 12.
第四节。
Verse 4.
历代志下第十二章的第四节。
12 verse 4.
这里说约阿斯对祭司说，凡奉到神殿分别为圣所值通用的银子，或个人当纳的身价，或乐意奉到神殿的银子。第五节
Verse 5.
你们当从所认识的人收了来，修理神的修理神殿的一切破坏之处啊。在这里我们看到约阿斯的另外一项工作。
And here we can see another task by this king Joash.
所以我们刚看到说约阿斯他是行神眼中看为正的事。
So as we have said earlier, King Joash was someone who did right in the sight of the Lord.
第二个，这里我们看到约阿斯的目标在于修理神的殿。
And secondly, we can see that one of his goals is to fix the temple of God.
当约阿斯登基做王以后
，After he became king,
国家百废待举啊，有很多的问题啊。
And the people, the country had many problems.
因为他的祖母这个亚他利亚抢夺王权。
Because Athaliah, she took the throne.
所以啊，整个国家的制度体系被破坏得非常严重。
So the country system and the entire country was under chaos.
而今天约阿斯重新夺回了王位。
And today, this King Joash took the throne.
整个国家当中有太多需要处理的问题。
And there were many issues to deal with.
不管是对外的军事。
No matter if it was meeting the foreign army,
或者是对内的政治
or political issues within the country,
百姓信仰的建立
the faith of the people,
他有太多太多的事需要他去处理的
he had many many things that he had to take care of.
可是在这里我们却看到圣经里面没有提到他的其他工作
but here we can see in the Bible that did not record any of his other tasks other than this one.
也没有提到他训练军队
It didn't mention of him training an army.
也没有提到他重修各从的建立国家的内政。
Nor trying to reestablish his government.
但是这里却特别提到约阿斯要修造神的殿啊。
Here did mention that he wanted to repair the damage of the temple.
所以这里告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us here?
告诉我们说啊，这个耶和耶大把他教得很好哦。
That this high priest Jehoiada taught him well.
至少在这个时候的约阿斯
，At least this time，
他是知道信仰是成功生命的关键。
Joash knew that the success of his life was determined by his faith.
他知道修建神的殿比与兴旺他的国家是有关系的。
And he knew that by repairing the temple has direct correlation.
如果把神的殿修造好
，to his kingdom，
神得到喜悦，照顾他的国家。
If the temple was taken care of, God will take care of him.
自然而然，国家就兴盛了。
And naturally, the country will prosper.
但是如果今天神不喜悦
，but today if God was not happy，
如果今天神不帮助，神不祝福
，today if God does not bless him or help him，
你再努力付出再大的。付出再大的努力
，then no matter how much strength or energy he puts in，
你做的再多，你做的再多，
No matter how much she does.
很多时候你付出很多却没有任何的成果。
That many times what he gives, he will not reap anything.
我们来看一下哈该书啊。
Let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
我们翻到哈该书的第一章啊。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章的第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
3.
神的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？第五节。
5.
现在万军之主如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。第六。
6.
你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。第七。
7.
万军之主如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐且得荣耀，这是神说的。第九节。
9.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家里我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之神说的。在这里圣经给你我做一个提醒。
And from here, the Bible gives us a warning.
这里说，如果神不祝福你啊，
Today, if God does not bless you,
你做得多，收的却少，
You sow much and bring in little.
你得到了，神就又给你吹去，
Whatever you have, it is taken away.
你付出很大的努力，到最后却一无所获，
You given so much, but you have nothing in return.
如果神不看顾，不保守，
And today, if God does not watch over you,
你所做的一切都是枉然。
Everything you do is in vain.
所以约阿斯非常了解这件事。
And so this king Joash knew this very well.
他知道若不是神特别的保守，
He knew that if it wasn't for God's way of keeping him,
他就像他其他的兄弟一样早就被杀了。
Then he will be like the rest of his brothers murdered.
所以神保留了他的生命。
So God kept his life.
神使他重新得到王位。
He was able to let him regain his throne.
所以他就知道要重建神的殿，把神放在首位。
So he knew to repair the temple to put God first.
因为他知道当神愿意眷顾帮助。
Because he knew that if God was watching over him,
你生命当中自然有了保障帮助。
Then naturally God will be your protection.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你把神的事、神的家放在你生命的首位。
When you put the house of God and the matters of God in first thing,
神就要把你的生活、你的家庭放在他安排计划当中的首位。
Then God will put your life and your family as His first.
所以这是一个选择。
This is a choice.
你可以选择把神放在你生命当中不同的位置。
You can choose to put God in any position of your life.
甚至到最后，圣经里面说，以色列人把我丢到背后，你也可以的。
And the Bible even describes how the Israelites have threw God behind.
你可以忙你的生活，你可以追求你人生的目标。
You can be busy with your life and pursue your dreams.
你可以努力你的事业，你可以把神丢到背后。
You can establish your career and put God behind.
但是你不要忘了。
But do not forget.
说你怎么种，你就怎么收。
How you sow, this is how you will reap.
你把神丢到背后，神的保护跟看顾就不再临到。
If you throw God behind, then His blessings and protection will not come to you.
所以约阿斯登基之后的一个非常重要的努力目标。
So this was one of the things that he was working towards after he.
也是圣经。当中特别提到强调他在作王当中最大的价值。
And this was the value that was mentioned in the Bible about his life.
就是他建造神修建神的殿。
Which was repairing the temple.
我们来看一下列王记下的十二章哦。
And let us look at 2 Kings 12.
我们来看一下这个约阿斯是怎么做的。
Let's take a look at how he did this.
我们看列王记下的第十二章。
2 Kings chapter 12.
十二章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节
Nine.
祭司耶和耶大取了一个柜子，在柜盖上钻了一个窟窿，放在坛旁，就在进神殿的右边。守门的祭司将奉到神殿的一切银子投在柜里。第十节
Ten.
他们见柜里的银子多了，就叫王的书记和大祭司上来，将神殿里的银子数算包起来。第十一节
Eleven.
把所凭的银子交给督工，就是神殿办事的人，他们把银子转交修理神殿的木匠和工人，并瓦匠石匠，又买木料和凿成的石头，修理神殿的破坏之处，以及修理殿的各样使用。我们再看第十四节
14.
将那银子交给督工的人修理神的殿。十五节
15.
且将银子交给办事的人，转交做工的人，不与他们算账，因为他们办事诚实。在这里我们看到他们怎么样来修建神的殿。
So from here we can see how they repaired the temple.
我们如果从第六节以下来看，
If we read starting from verse 6,
我们发现说啊，一直到约阿斯做王23年还没有修理好啊。
Even in the 23rd year of his reign, he still did not repair the temple.
我们不知道他们到底修理多少年。
We don't know how many years it took them to repair the temple.
但是小国王约阿斯七岁做国王。
But the little king, he became king when he was 7.
到23年他已经30岁了。
In 23 years, he is 34.
在这么漫长的时间当中。
And in this long time.
到最后约阿斯发现一件事情啊。
Joash realized one thing.
就是他提出了这个目标很久，却一直没有达到目标。
Was that he brought this goal up long time ago, but he never met it.
他叫这些祭司来修理。
He told the priest to repair it.
结果搞了不知道多少年，圣殿一样没有被修理好。
Then years passed, the temple was still not repaired.
所以最后约阿斯就把这个责任跟工作收回来。
So in the end, he took the responsibility into his own hands.
并且重新安排处理神殿的方法。
And he redelegate all the work.
原本是都交给祭司来处理。
Before he gave it to the priest.
但是祭司不是这方面的专才。
But this was not his strength.
祭司也不知道怎么样来修理神的殿。
The priest didn't know how to repair the temple.
所以他们就银子收来了以后。
So they took the money, the silver.
花了多少年还是没有办法把神的殿修理好。
And even after years passed, they were still not able to repair the temple.
所以他就告诉祭司说，你们不要再弄了。
So he told the priest, don't do it anymore.
重新开始。
Start over.
用不同的方式来处理。
And use a different method.
在这方式当中，我们有三件值得去思考的事啊。
And in this method, there are three things that is worthy of our consideration.
到底是谁在奉献？
The first thing is who is offering this money.
原本是让祭司去找你认识的人啊。
Before the priest was finding people that the priest knows.
祭司认识这个人，跟他要点钱；认识那个人，跟他要点钱。
So the priest know this person and that person, then they collect money from the people they know.
因为只有很少数的人参与。
But because there was only some people participating.
所以花了很长的时间，还是没有办法搞定修造圣殿的工作。
It took a very long time, and they still were not able to complete this.
所以约阿斯说现在不这样子做了。
And so, Joash said, let's no do this no longer.
不是只有找你认识的人而已啊。
We're not only looking for people that we know.
而是只要有心要奉献的来到神的殿，都可以把钱放到这个柜子里面。
But anyone with a heart to offer can give the money in the temple.
使得更多的百姓可以参与。
So that more people can participate.
原本是祭司只找自己认识的。
Before it was just a priest finding the people they know.
我认识你，我找你来帮忙。
If I know you, then I ask you to help me.
我认识你，你可以来参与这样的工作。
If I know you, then you can participate in this work.
但是教会的工作却不是这样。
But this is not how it is, should be in the church.
不是只有你认识的人才能够参与圣工。
It is not only the people you know can participate in the work.
也不是只有你选择的人才能够参与服事。
It is not the only the people you choose can participate.
在这里讲说，只要有心来到神的殿，愿意参与的都可以参加。
But here says anyone who has a heart, can come to the house of the Lord.
所以这是约阿斯鼓励百姓全体参与。
And so this was King Joash encouraging the entire nation to participate in this.
出埃及记的35篇里面讲。
And in Exodus chapter 35.
他们以色列人要来建造会幕。
When the people were building the temple.
哦，一样也是所有的百姓都能够来参加。
And at the time, every single person can join.
只要有心。
As long as if they have the heart.
并且按照神的吩咐。
And that they follow according to the will of God.
奉献就能够得到神的喜悦。
And the offering will be pleased by God.
但是不要忘记啦。
But do not forget.
有心。
Having a heart,
还要加上按照神的吩咐啊。
You need to combine that with following the commandments of God.
神给摩西一张一个 list 啊，一个神给摩西一张一张清单。
God gave Moses a list of things.
就是说神的殿要用到的东西。
Things that the temple required.
你要奉献可以。
If you want to offer, it's fine.
你只能奉献这一张清单上面的东西啊。
You need to only offer what is on this list.
不在这张清单上的你不需要拿来。
Whatever is not on this list, you do not need to bring.
因为神也不要接受。
Because God will not accept it.
哦，所以在这里给我们一个观念跟原则。
And so this gives us a concept and understanding.
奉献要有心。
That we need to offer with our hearts.
有心就可以参与。
With our hearts, we can participate.
但是奉献也要有规矩。
But even with offering, there are certain rules.
不是你爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
You cannot do whatever you like to do.
哦，我有心啊，我要帮忙啊，我拿出来的，我爱干嘛干嘛，没，不是这样子的。
You cannot say, I would like to take out whatever I please because I have the heart to do it.
所以如果不在神给摩西的单子上面。
So if it was not written on the list that God gave to Moses.
不管你带来的东西再有价值。
No matter how valuable your item is.
一样是不接受的。
It was not acceptable.
哦，所以这是给我们今天在教会服事的一个提醒。
And so this is a reminder for all of us today as we are serving in the church.
是的，你要有心。
Yes, you need to have a heart to serve.
但是是的，你也必须要守规矩啊。
But yes, you need to follow the rules.
哦，所以在这里，约阿斯鼓励所有的人参加。
So here, Jehoash welcomed everyone to join.
然后在十一节啊。
And in verse 11.
十一节这里讲说，有专门在神殿里办事的人，帮这个银子转交各样的专财呀。
He gave the money which had been apportioned into the hands of those who did the work.
哦，所以他们也是有制度的。
So there was a structure.
他有专门在处理的人。
There were people who are delegating the work,
并且能够依照所需要的将工作分配给不同的工人。
And they're delegated to different type of workers.
啊，这里讲说有瓦匠、石匠、木匠以及各样的工人啊。
There were carpenters and builders of all kinds.
每个人的恩赐都不一样。
Everyone has a different gift.
神所赐给的能力都不一样。
God give us everyone different gifts.
哦，所以今天在教会当中，我们也要把工作善于分配给适合的人。
And today in the church, we need to delegate the work according to their gifts.
为什么这些祭司弄了那么多年都盖不起来呢？
And why is it that after all these years, the priests were unable to repair?
因为他们不是专才。
Because this was not their expert.
他们会献祭。
They knew how to offer.
他们会拜神。
They knew how to worship.
但是你要祭司来做泥水匠的工作，可能有困难啊。
But if you're asking the priest to do these works that are described here, they're having a hard
time. 因为他根本不知道要从何下手。
Because they don't know, they don't even know where to start.
但是当你有专门在安排的人。
But if you have a specialist,
把适合的工作交给适合的人选，
delegating work to the appropriate people,
你就会发现说，教会的各样的侍奉、各样的工作都能够很完美的运行。
Then you will realize that the work that is happening will go smoothly.
哦，所以我们也要把工作交给适合的人。
And so we need to delegate work to those who fits.
那第三呢？
Third.
啊，这里讲说第十五节啊
，verse 15，
十五节说将这些银子交给办事的人，转交做工的人，因为他们办事诚实。
Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen for the faithfully.
所以我们在这里看到你要修造神的殿。
So here we can see as we are repairing the temple.
第一个，你要鼓励所有的人来参与。
The first move is we need to encourage everyone to participate.
第二，你要有良好的制度的建立。
Second, we need to have a structure, a system in place.
第三，你需要教会当中有这个办事诚实的人啊。
Third, we need workmen who dealt faithfully.
有心。
If you have the heart,
并且在神面前诚心
and you give your best to God,
有能力
You have the skills.
被交托给适合的工作。
And you are delegated, faithfully.
那自然而然，教会的各项的运作就会很顺畅。
Then, the work of the church will go, prosperous.
我们千万不要只有停留在一个很有心、很热心而已啊。
And we shouldn't stop at just having a good heart.
如果教会建立多年，运用工人还是只有停留在很有心，这是不负责任的事啊。
If the church has been going on for a long time, but we only give the work to those who have the heart, then it is not good.
必须要有计划，有安排。
We need to have a plan. We
有训练良好的工人。
We need to be training the workers.
并且鼓励更多的人才能够来参与。
And encourage more people to participate.
神的殿就要被修造整齐。
Then the temple of the Lord will be repaired.
这个是约阿斯他努力的目标。
And this was what he was working towards to.
啊，我们看回来历代列王记下的第十二章哦。
Let's look at Second Kings chapter 12.
列王记下的第十二章的第十七节。
Verse 17.
那时亚兰王约哈亚兰王哈薛上来攻打加特。攻取了就定义攻打耶路撒冷十八节犹大王约阿斯将他列祖犹大王约沙法约兰亚哈谢所分别为圣的物和自己所分别为圣的物并神殿和王府库所有的金子都送给亚哈王亚兰王哈薛哈薛就不上耶路撒冷来了。在这里我们看到这个约阿斯遇到了一个很大的挑战。
Here we can see that the king Jehoash met a great challenge.
就是这个亚兰王要上来威胁到他的地位啊。
Was that there was a king of Syria coming up to challenge him.
在这里遇到危险怎么办？
So what do you do when you face this danger?
有敌人来攻击。
There is enemy coming.
这个约阿斯处理问题的方法。
And how did Jehoash took care of this problem?
就是拿金子来摆平他的敌人啊。
Which was that he took the gold, the treasures of the house of the Lord.
他不但拿自己的金子。
Not just his gold.
而且还把他分别为圣给神的金子也拿出来了。
But the sacred things in the house of the Lord.
不只是拿他自己的。
Not just his own.
连他爸爸、爷爷、阿祖的全部都拿出来了。
He took all of that of his father and his forefathers.
就是要用钱来摆平他所面对人生的问题。
And he is using money to take care of the issue in front of him.
所以约阿斯是一个不抗压的国王哦。
So King Jehoash is a king who cannot take any pressure.
他没有办法面对压力。
He can't face pressure.
所以当他人生很顺利的时候。
So when his life is smooth.
得到了国家重新登上王位。
He became the king.
然后建立神的殿大家听他的吩咐。
He regained his kingdom. He repaired the temple.
所以啊，在这种时候啊，都很好。
During this time, everything is.
他不但修造神的殿。
He not only repaired the temple.
也把东西金子分别为圣归给神。
He also gave these golden treasures to God.
但是在这里，当一遇到压力了。
But here, when he faced this pressure.
就马上改变原本分别为圣归给神的，又把它捞回来了。
He changed his mind and took everything he has given to God back.
其实啊，你想想看呐，真是蛮好笑的哦。
And if you think about it, it's actually quite funny.
你分别为圣给神，不就是神的吗
？If you have hold these things sacred, it belongs to God.
照正常来讲，我们奉献给教会就是教会的了，不是吗
？If we offer to the church, then it belongs to the church.
你可以想象一个信徒啊，今天捐，今天奉献，明天跟财务说，哎呀，那个我现在急用哈，要不然你那个奉献，过去五年的奉献都还给我，可以吗
？It is like someone offering to the church and then speaking to the financial department, saying I'm having some difficulty, give back everything I've given the past 5 years.
如果你遇到这样啊，这蛮奇葩的，应该没有信徒会做这种事情啊。
And if you have seen this, it is actually quite rare.
因为我们知道说，当我把它奉献，它就属神的。
Because we have an understanding that once we offer, it belongs to God.
但是你看到说，约阿斯遇到压力，又要把这个钱拿回来。
But as you can see here, that King Jehoash, when he faced this pressure, he took it back.
我们看到两件事情。
We see two things.
第一个是他遇到压力不会靠神。
The first thing is that when he faces pressure, he does not rely on God.
总是想要用人的方法来解决问题。
He wants to use the way of man to solve it.
有没有效？
Is it work? Does it work?
有效的，有效的。
It works.
钱拿出来以后，敌人就退走了。
After he took out all these treasures and money, then the enemy went away.
啊，但是有没有更好的方法？
But would there be a better method?
其实有更好的方法。
Yes, there would be.
你不需要花钱，你到神殿去祷告就好了。
You don't need to spend any money, just kneel in the temple of the Lord.
不但祷告可以把这个钱省下来，神还把敌人交在你的手中。
Not only by praying, you don't have to, you can save this money, and God will deliver your enemy.
所以人生当中，你我都会遇到问题呀。
And so in our journey of life, we will face challenges.
但是不同的人遇到问题有不同的处理方法。
But everyone, when they face challenges, they solve it in different ways.
不同的处理方法也会带来不同的结果。
And different ways of facing it will have different results.
你用你自己的方法来处理。
If you use your own way to take care of it,
可能也是可以解决问题的。
It can be solved.
但是你当中所要付出的代价，可能是你无法想象。
But you might not be able to pay the price that you give.
但是如果你真正依靠神，
But when you truly rely on God,
神就要让你看到一条你没有看见的道路。
God will allow you to see a path that you were unable to see at first.
用你没有想象的方法来解决你的问题。
He will able to take care of your problem in ways that you cannot see.
顺境的顺服，顺境当中的信仰是不真实的。
A faith that is in a smooth time and a good life is not true faith.
你在一切平安的时候感谢神赞美神，这是很正常的。
When you're at peace, when you're living the good life, you give thanks to God.
但是一个人当一个人在患难、压力、困难。
But when someone is in tribulations and in pain and pressure, under pressure,
如同火炼的试验当中，
likened to the test of fire.
在这当中，你还能够保持你的信仰跟盼望，这才是真实的。
And in the midst of this, if you can still retain your faith, then your faith is true.
所以这是约阿斯他侍奉当中的失败。
And so this was his loss in his life of servitude.
他拜神却不倚靠神。
He worshiped God, but he did not rely on God.
拜神成为一种知识上的学习呀。
And worshiping God became more of a knowledge.
而是生活上的习惯。
A habit of life.
因为他从小就在圣殿长大。
Because he grew up in the temple.
耶和耶大跟他讲说要拜神，要拜神，要拜神，他就知道要拜神。
Jehoiada, the priest, keep telling him to worship. He listened.
但是很可惜的，他对神的敬拜并没有转换成他真实的信心。
But unfortunately, this type of faith did not become his.
他知道要拜神，但是他却不会倚靠神。
He knew to worship, but he did not rely.
所以有敌人来了，就是花钱消灾解决问题呀。
So when the enemy came, he gave money to solve this problem.
那约阿斯还有另外一个问题。
And there is still another thing.
我们来看一下历代志下的24章哦。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
历代志下24章。
Chapter 24.
第20节。
20节。
那时神的灵感动祭司耶和耶大的儿子撒加利亚，他就站在上面对民说，神如此说，你们为何干犯神的诫命，以致不得亨通呢？因为你们离弃神，所以他也离弃你们。21节。众民同心谋害撒加利亚，照王的吩咐，在神殿的院内用石头打死他。22。这样约阿斯王 不想念撒加利亚的父亲耶和耶大向自己所施的恩，杀了他的儿子。撒加利亚临死的时候说，愿神鉴察深渊。23节。满了一年，亚兰的军兵上来攻击约阿斯，来到犹大和耶路撒冷，杀了民中的众首领，将所掠夺的财物送到大马士。24节。亚兰的军队虽然来了一小队，神却将大队的军兵交在他们的手中，因为犹大人离弃主他们的神，所以借亚兰人惩罚约阿斯。第 二十五节。
25.
亚兰人离开约阿斯的时候，他患重病，臣仆背叛他，要报祭司耶和耶大儿子流血之仇，杀他在床上，葬他在大卫城，只是不葬在列王的坟墓里呀。这是约阿斯的终结。
This is the end of King Joash.
这是一个很特殊的一个国王。
And he was a unique king.
啊，他在成功的人生开端，却收获一个乱七八糟的结果。
He started with a successful life and ended in a pile of mess.
你如果做一个很强烈的对比啊。
And if you make a comparison.
祭司耶和耶大得葬君王坟墓。
As the priest Jehoiada was able to bury with kings,
而小国王约阿斯最后却无法与他列祖同睡。
Yet this little king was not able to be buried in the tombs of the kings.
为什么一个国王会沦落到这样子的下场呢
？And why was it that this king ended in this way?
我们刚刚讲过了一个原因，就是他不抗压。
As we have said, he could not stand against
pressure. 遇到问题不懂得倚靠神。
When he faced challenges, he did not know to rely on God.
另外一个原因就是他信仰没有根基。
Another reason was that because he was not rooted in his faith.
所以耶和耶大死后就离弃神了。
So after the death of Jehoiada, he also forsaken God.
第三个原因是他是一个很冷酷的人。
And the third thing was that he was a cold person.
这里圣经不断地一直讲到同一句话啊。
And the Bible continued to say this.
就是他不纪念耶和耶大对他所施的恩。
That he did not remember of the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him.
在这里讲说他把耶和耶大儿子打死。
Here tells us that he killed Jehoiada's son.
特别讲说照神的吩，照国王的吩咐啊。
And it was according to the commandment of the king.
而且是在神的殿中把他打死的。
He killed him, he stoned him in the temple of God.
这是非常离谱的事情啊。
And this was an outrageous thing.
在神所同在的地方杀人。
That he killed in where God abides.
杀的还是他恩人的儿子。
And he killed someone who was kind, the son of someone who was kind to him.
杀他的原因还是因为他奉神的旨意发警告。
And he killed him because he the person merely said what God told him to say.
所以到最后神就把整个犹大国以及约阿斯交给敌人。
So then in the end, God delivered the entire nation of Judah into the hands of the enemy.
他说亚兰人来了一小队的人马而已。
And here described that the army of the Syrians came with a small company.
神却将大队的军兵全部交给他们。
But the Lord delivered a very great army into their hands.
他的国家失败。
So his nation was at a
他自己患了重病。
Was at a loss, and he was severely wounded.
被背叛杀在床上。
He was conspired against his servants and was killed on his bed.
最后没有埋入君王的坟墓。
In the very end, he was not able to be buried in the tombs of the kings.
为什么？
Why?
这里特别讲说，因为他不纪念耶和耶大的恩啊。
And here have especially mentioned that he did not remember the kindness of Jehovah.
所以约阿斯到晚年被神所厌弃，而且被百姓所背叛。
So in the end, he was despised by God and he was turned away by his own people.
因为他忘记别人对他的恩典。
Because he has forgotten the kindness of someone has done to him.
因为他失去了追随神脚步的决心。
Because he lost the determination to follow after the footsteps of God.
所以这是一件很可惜的事啊。
So this was a pitiful thing.
今天你我要以他作为一个警告。
Today, you and I need to use this as a warning.
信仰路不但要开端走得好。
We not only need to start strong,
更要结局完成的美。
We need to have a beautiful ending.
不要像这个约阿斯啊。
Do not like to be like this King Joash.
虽然最后让你得回了王权。
And even though he regained his throne,
但是到底却没有办法埋入君王的坟墓。
But he was not able to be buried with the kings.
被人所厌弃，被神所弃绝。
He was despised by both God and men.
这样的人生，这样的人生有什么意义呢？
What kind of life is this?
所以这是给你我做一个提醒啊。
And this is a reminder.
说我们这个人生啊，终局强如他的起头。
Let our ending of our life be as strong as the beginning of our life.
让我们能够坚持信仰走到底。
Let us be determined to walk on this path of faith.
要我们让我们常常纪念别人所对我们的恩。
To always remember the kindness of others as others have done to us.
更要让你我在信仰上真正能够立下根基。
And that we need to firmly establish our faith.
能够完成我们得救的功夫。
To complete this work of salvation.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
259首。
259.